title of our thoughts today are, As It Is Appointed Unto Man Once to Die. I hope that you'll take your Bibles and turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love of God. And Lord, we know that all of these things are within your knowledge. We pray for the health of these and for others, Lord, who are suffering because of the COVID-19 virus. And Lord, we just pray that your hand would be upon our church, upon our nation, Lord. We just pray that we could see victory over this. But Lord, we know that behind it all, you have a purpose and a plan. Lord, if you could bring revival to America, that would be fabulous. But Lord, again, we ask that your will would be done. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. The Bible says, and as is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Early in 1942, a few months following the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, military intelligence believed that the Japanese Navy was planning to attack Midway Island, which is north by northeast of Pearl Harbor. The Navy put its three aircraft carriers and most of their protection north by northeast of Midway and waited. The Japanese came with four aircraft carriers and a much larger fleet. The army was in ships not far behind, waiting to take Midway Island and then the Hawaiian Islands. And as they came, the Lord blessed. And on one day, the American defenses won the victory, sinking the four aircraft carriers. And though the war would rage for another 3 years, many believed that the tide of the Pacific War turned on that one day. One day, 9/11/2001, many lives changed as the Twin Towers came crashing to the ground. Hundreds of first responders died that day. And many more would die over the next few years because of working, as they said, on the pile. And also thousands of men and women who had simply gone to work died on that one day. Much could be said of the one day in Oklahoma when the government building was destroyed by a huge makeshift bomb. And how about one day in Colorado at the high school when many students were gunned down in cold blood? One day. Hundreds, yea, thousands of one-day examples could be cited and used. Yet one day, God the Son left heaven's glory and was implanted into the womb of the Virgin Mary. One day, God the Son was born and the angels declared glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. One day, God the Son was crucified on a cruel Roman cross and died declaring, it is finished. The ransom has been paid in full. One day, God the Son arose from the grave triumphant over death and the grave. And since that time, the demonic forces and sinful men have tried to silence Christianity. Those that are the opponents of Christ and Christianity have fought against the teachings of the Word of God. The book of Romans, if you would, chapter 1, will begin at verse 14. Romans chapter 1 and verse 14. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Who hold the truth. Who suppress it. The evolutionist hates the word of God and has tried to belittle it, attacking it over and over again. They have questioned it. They have criticized it. They have tried to discredit it. They have tried to poison the minds of those that read it. They have tried to destroy it and even tried to replace it. How many places of so-called higher education have tried to destroy Christianity, declaring that God is dead, but he is not. And God's word has been triumphant against every attack. Let's continue reading here in Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. No excuses. The heavens declare the glory of God. The abortionist hates the word of God and has tried to belittle it, attacking it over and over again. But never, ever forget that our Creator God is pro-life. The cry, my body, my choice, is basically the cry of Lucifer, Eve, Cain, etc., etc., etc. As we continue reading the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Psalm 53:1 simply declares this, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. How many in our world today are fighting against the cause of Christ? They have nothing to do with the word of God. How many have been brought up in a church that preached the gospel, but because they became inconvenient, or it preached things that they did not want to hear, they have fallen by the wayside. And in so doing, are part of the problem. The atheist, the agnostic, the pantheist, the dualist, the humanist, all desiring to shut down the church of the living God. But it continues. It continues to grow. Communism has tried to destroy Christianity. It's kind of interesting. They don't have a problem with religion. They have a problem with Christianity. Yet it is believed that there are more Christians in China than there are in the United States of America. Sadly, there are many who call themselves Christians in our country who are anything but. To be a Christian means to be Christ-like. See, one can be a born-again believer and have drifted from the teachings of the Word of God. And unfortunately, they oftentimes say, well, yes, I'm a Christian, and all they do is hurt the testimony of Christianity. How's your testimony to today? How is your attitude towards the Word of God, about the house of God, about the people of God? Jesus said that he is the light of the world, and yet the world desires to put out the light, but they cannot. They cannot do it. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Now, keeping your place in Romans chapter 1, would you please turn to John chapter 1? We'll be back to Romans chapter 1 shortly. But let's go to John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The light has come, and yet man desires to put the light out, to destroy Christianity. I was reading this morning about Nigeria and the thousands of Christians who have been killed because of their faith. Unfortunately, because of the president that is there in Nigeria, he has done little to stop this slaughter of believers. And how sad that is, that our own President Obama was the one that helped put that man into position where he is today. And so what we find ourselves doing is seemingly fighting an uphill battle. But it's not just something that has begun of late. It has been happening for 2,000 years as Satan has tried to destroy the Christian faith. He has tried to stop the spread of the Word of God. He has tried to make it so that in America, you seem like you're a fool if you are a believer. Intolerant. Well, the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ was not politically correct. He preached against sin and the need of repentance. Romans chapter 1, if you would, once again, beginning at verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. God gave them up. The immoral of society wished to destroy Christianity. They want to say that we have a right when the Word of God declares that man and woman should marry and that they should then be intimate. Immorality runs amok in our country today, and it is ruining our society. Would you take your Bibles now to 2 Timothy chapter 4? 2 Timothy chapter 4. We'll begin reading at verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We'll stop there for just a moment. That has happened today. How many churches today in our society say that God used evolution to bring man about? How many today declare that it is all right for same-sex marriages? Then they have changed the scriptures. Continuing, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I believe that each and every believer that is watching today needs to be able to declare that they have fought a good fight and they are finishing the course because they have kept the faith. If you would, 2 Peter chapter 2. We'll read verses 1 and 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. The immoral of society today desires to destroy Christianity. But we must stand strong on the teachings of the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even or evil spoken of. The way of truth, their desire to destroy the Christian faith. Folks, we need to be on guard and we need to be prepared to stand up for the truth. Because if we don't do it, who will? Who will? Jude, if you would, please. Jude. We'll begin reading at verse 3. Jude, verses 3 and 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. May I say this? They're here, and they have crept into many a church, and they have led astray those who are simply not willing to study the Word of God. We need to stand up for truth. In conclusion, and may I ask you to please listen carefully. For some of you, these may be the most important thoughts you have ever heard. Number one, all have sinned. The Bible declares, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Number two, there is a payment for sin. Again, the Bible declares, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23a. Because of our sinful ways, we deserve hell. Which leads us to number three, the finality of death is hellfire. Revelation 20:14 says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. But thank God for number four. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, paid our sin debt. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Which leads us to number five, you can be saved. Because Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon him, the name of the Lord shall be saved. You call upon him in faith, believing that he died for our sins. That you cannot save yourself, but there is a Savior who has paid the price with his shed blood. Have you accepted Christ as your Savior today? And if so, are you standing for the truth? We are to never forget the work of our wondrous Savior. John tells us the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We should never forget what has been done. And we should never reject the opportunity to come to know the Lord as Savior. See, on one day, and we can name that one day from now to who knows when people have died because of misfortune, because something went amiss, some car driven by someone who was paying attention to their cell phone drifted across that 6-inch yellow line and hit somebody head on. One day, how many of us can say, one day my life was changed because of this or that? But the most important thing, was there one day when you accepted Christ as your Savior? Was there one day when you realized your need of an eternal salvation that only Jesus Christ offers? From the book of Titus, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Do you have that security today? The Bible says that there is one day that each of us will die. Are you prepared? One day. It could be that today you need to come to know the Lord as Savior, and we hope that you will do so. Again, as we close in prayer, we ask that you remember for those of our number who are having problems with the COVID. Shall we close in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for the Word of God. We thank you for those who have, through the years, stood for truth. And Lord, may we stand for truth also. Have your hand upon these who have been diagnosed with the COVID. And Lord, we pray for the Covenant Baptist Church, that Lord, we will remain strong, outpost of faith, a lighthouse for the cause of Christ, until you call us home. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.